The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
Oh, that's how you do it, kids.
It's the Wally Show.
We've always heard it said, money can't buy happiness. But according to this article I found, it seems like most of us haven't bought into that.
No, I mean, we try to. There's the country song, money can't buy happiness, but it can buy you a boat, you know?
That is true.
So yep. I get that mentality, yeah. And we all seek it.
Well, according to this article, 88% of us have spent money on something in hopes of it bringing us happiness. That's a lot of people.
I've done that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the top things that we put our hopes of happiness into are travel. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping to get away from it all.
Yep.
And food. Okay, that's where I come into the situation. Yeah. Yes. Followed closely by clothes and shoes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, shoes. I have to watch myself on that one, full disclosure. because if I'm ever bored, you know, like, oh, I'm just bored, you know, and my wife would be like, well, do you want to go to Marshall's? Like she knows the therapy for me.
You need retail therapy.
Yeah, I know. And I have to be like strong. I feel like, no, I do not need to go to Marshall's because it's like a $6 shirt, you know, and it does make you like, oh, I feel a little better there. Or I found Nordstrom Rack for shoes. Oh, my goodness. So great.
I have a lot of girlfriends that love Nordstrom.
I know, right? Oh, me and the girls, we just get up there and we kvetch. It's fantastic.
Wow.
But I got a couple great deals there. So
that's smart. You're looking for deals because some people don't do that. So this article that I was reading, it said that half of those 88% of people have actually gone into debt buying that short-term happiness. And you know, when it comes to food, if you're eating out all the time, that can start adding up. Travel, that's not cheap.
Funny you should mention all of this today, because last night, if you go to our YouTube channel, because we share a show YouTube channel, and that's the one I'm always on, but anything I'm looking at or researching shows up there in the recent, so Betty can always see what I'm into now.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find a bunch of searches and research about a boat.
You're not even close to anything of water.
I know. And again, I was bored, and I thought, people with boats seem like they have fun.
Oh, wow.
And then you realize, but again, and I really went through this all last night. I was doing the math on it, like what's a monthly payment for a boat and then all the upkeep costs and stuff like that. And I'm like, it really isn't. It's cheaper just to rent one every once in a while because the headaches of it. But I was kind of like midlife crisising a little bit. And, and when you look for things to make you happy, they last. It's a really short-term injection, and it doesn't last long-term if that's where it comes from.
Instead, when you find yourself bored and thinking about your next purchase, maybe practice a bit of gratitude about looking around at the things that you already have and be thankful for.
Absolutely. I could absolutely do that. I'm just glad I didn't buy one yesterday. You know, so at least
too.
I'm still smart enough to not do that.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to play Boy versus Girl. This is Betty Rock and I taking each other on. And what's at stake in this for you is you can win a prize, but if and only if your gender wins. So if Betty Rock wins, only ladies can call to win a prize. If I win or win, only guys can call to win a prize. I'm feeling pretty confident today, Rock.
I can tell, and I don't know why.
I don't know.
Confident.
All right, so I got the stack of questions here. We're just going to take the first three off the top.
Okay.
I'm not. I never do. I never do. I always want to win fair and square. All right, so here we go. How far above sea level is Mount Everest in feet? Okay, how many feet tall is Mount Everest? I will say this, you're at a little disadvantage. I've been watching a lot of Red Bull TV lately, and I've been watching mountain climbing Alec in his free solo, and they referenced Mount Everest the other night, so I do apologize. What do you think?
I'm gonna go 8,700 feet.
Okay, 8,700 feet. Well, it is about, well, it's over three times bigger than that. just to keep you out of suspense, it's a If I was I have to make a guess. So I'm going to say, I don't want to go over because if you go over, you lose. Right. 28,000, but I'm 99.9% sure it's 29,000 and change. So let me
just check it. And stop bragging.
29,029. So okay, so one
you
point
cheated.
For Wally. No, I just know stuff. So that's one
you
point
just
for me.
Know stuff.
Okay. Capybaras are the largest rodent in the world. How heavy can they be? Have you ever seen the capybara?
No.
It's a weird little. It looks like a giant
hamster.
Bigger than a hamster. The next one up, guinea pig. It looks like a giant guinea pig. Yeah.
Okay. So how many pounds?
Yeah. How many pounds can a capybara? Wait. I'm looking at your computer.
I'm not cheating. I'm just writing down my answer.
It looked like you were googling. I'm sorry. How big can a capybara get? What do you say?
23 pounds.
Okay, I'm going to say I think you're really light again on this.
I'm picturing a hamster. 23 pounds is big for a hamster.
But I said it was like a giant rodent. But I might be over. I could be 100% over. I say 120.
Okay.
I say 120 pounds.
Dang.
Oh, 150.
Dadgummit!
Okay, so that's two for me. And remember, pay attention because you're going to get a question. And right now it looks like only guys will from our questions here. And so now last one, you've got to get this one right on the money to tie. How many pounds can an elephant lift with its trunk? How many pounds? You've been guessing super low this whole time. So I would say whatever you're saying,
super high?
Add about like times it by four or five would be my guess if I were you.
Okay, then that's what I'm going to do right now.
I think I'm going to be low.
What'd you say?
I said 800 pounds. I think I'm low.
Well, I shot high. 7,000.
You know what? You could be right. I don't know. Let's see. All right. We're both over, but I'm closer.
What?
661 pounds. That seems low. Like, they always talk about how, like, elephants can do all this stuff with their trunk. That seems low, actually.
I'm a little disappointed.
I don't mean to trunk shame them, but it seems low. Okay. So, that means that Wally won. Huzzah! There was much rejoicing in the land.
No, there's not. Boo.
And that means that only guys can call right now, 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to play the game, you got to be a guy. You'll get a question from our questions, and you can win a prize right now, 855-33-WAY-FM.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Randy, how are you today, sir?
Good morning, friends.
Randy, it's a great day to be a guy because the boys won in boys versus girls, so that's why you are calling and not a female. And so I'm going to give you a question from our questions. If you can guess it right, you will win a prize, okay?
That's great.
So we talked about a mountain and how tall it was, and it was like 29,000 feet. What mountain were we referring to?
You were referring to Mount Everest.
Mount Everest is right. Nicely done. Does that seem easy? Does that seem like an easy question?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. It was a super easy question.
I'm going to bet on Randy here. I'm going to double down with Randy.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that Randy will get this next question right about the Mount Everest question. Okay, Randy, don't let me down.
All right.
Do you remember Betty Rock's guess how low it was?
Oh, I think I do, yes.
Okay, and I said she was really low, and in fact, you were blank times too low. Like, how many times too low was her guess, did I say?
It was, I have a child whispering in the background, but I think it was three times.
Three times is right! Okay, see, now that was a much harder question, right, Rob?
Very, yeah.
And
yeah.
Randy just kind of crushed it.
Yeah, you killed it, Randy.
That's right. I want to hear you say it, Rock. Boys rule. Boys rule.
Boys.
No, I'm not saying that. No. Y'all both stink.
Well, congratulations, Randy. You figured it out, and you are our big winner today.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And it's fun to get together with friends and play a game. Sometimes. Like you have the people that are like super competitive, and that's me and some of the friends that I hang out with. But we were playing this one game, and my buddy Eric is like, okay, now the way it works is you're going to be asked a question, you're going to write down your answer, and then one person is guessing, and they try to guess who answered which response.
That sounds like fun.
It actually was fun until they got to this one question. It was great. And so we're all sitting there. And mindful, too, this is in a small group setting, okay? So it's like churchy.
So people you don't really know all that well.
Exactly. Because our small group has grown, and so it's a bunch of new people. Mm-hmm. And so they get to this question. And the question is really simple. How do you want to make people feel? So everyone writes down their answers. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, because there was a few people that said the same answer, you know, because it seemed, I guess, the Christian thing or the good person thing.
Yes.
So how would you answer that, Rock?
I would say sparkly.
Okay, no one said sparkly. I can tell you that.
But I think I just want to bring laughter, yes, happiness, and not take things so serious.
That's a great one. Like, and if I was in that room with you and you were there and sparkly was red, I would. That's Brock. Absolutely. I would have guessed you. My answer was not sparkly, but it was obvious that it was me. So there's like 8 of us or 9 of us in this room. And so when my friend Rachel, who's reading them, gets to the paper that has my answer on it, she opens it up. She doesn't look up. She just stays there and she goes, "Seriously?" And then looks dead at me and goes, "Uncomfortable?" That's what my answer was.
That's what you want people to feel around you is uncomfortable.
Yes.
Why?
Because it's a thing in radio. That's what you do, and it transfers into my personal life. Like having that wrong sense of humor, saying the scenarios that cause some sort of uncomfort to see how it plays out.
Do you see how unhealthy that is?
Not really.
Do you like to be around people that make you feel uncomfortable?
And guys do this with other guys, like you put your buddy on the spot kind of. It's like I like putting people on the spot to see what happens. And so, yeah, I mean, I didn't think it was that abnormal until 8 other people looked at me with eyes of judgment in a small group and were like, "Really?" I'm like, "Yeah."
So one could say you felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm okay with it. I was okay with it. But for the record, next time I'm writing sparkly.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy of comedian Nate Bargatze. I'm a huge fan.
Yes.
I think you've become a fan too, right,
oh,
Rock?
Oh, yeah, I love him. He's great.
And finally, Betty Rock started listening to Nate Bargatze because I was just retelling his jokes to her,
and they were horrible.
Yeah, he's better at it. It's his jokes. And so I'm trying to get her excited about it, and I'm not telling him as well. But I just dig the way he delivers stuff, and I love that he talks about things that are right in my wheelhouse, like diabetes and McDonald's. Like those two things, like, hey, yeah, that sounds good to me. And he makes it sound fun.
My mouth has been dry lately. So they were like, "You probably have type 2 diabetes." So I was in the McDonald's Googling how to check for diabetes at home. Like, in the, I mean, just at a low point. I mean, I was sitting there, I was holding a popcorn bucket of soda. Just like, I love it so much. And you fill it up and it just keeps going. It's so, like, when it keeps going, it's long enough that you go, "I gotta fix my life, dude." And then
just keep coming.
And it just keeps coming. Like, you have a long time to think about it. Type 2 is the earned kind. That's not, you know, type 1, you gotta clock in and clock out, you know, every day. You show up, dude. You know, they don't just give it to you, you know, you gotta get after it.
And what I love about that, too, is that's just him on Fallon, you know? Like, that's not him doing his stand-up routine. He's just on Fallon, you know, like, being funny. And so I love that guy. And so I try to find comedians that are doing stuff clean to share with you, because I love comedy, but it's hard to find guys that work that clean. Mm-hmm. Like, his act, I saw him at an arena, and then that act could have been in a church, but it wasn't churchy. It was just clean and stuff. So I think he's worth checking out for sure. It's Nate Bargatze. Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. But I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education, like for whatever reason they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 my year. I'm going to start doing something and, you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way, because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper, but you can make it happen. You don't just dream it. You have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what? I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it. I've done it. And Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Wally.
So I'm very well read. I like to. No, that's not true.
That's not even possible.
Not a big fan of reading, but every once in a while I'll be reading like Cosmo or whatever, and Modern Woman, and I'll come across like something interesting. And that's what happened. You're going to be the beneficiary of this today, Rock. I came across a book that gave 7 daily habits for successful women.
Oh.
Yeah, see? And I'm curious, like, what of these maybe you do or what you think, oh, I should implement that, okay? So first is delegate one task on your to-do list to someone else. It could be a family member, roommate, friend, even an app like TaskRabbit, but just clearing something off your plate every day. So making other people do your work for you.
See, when you put it that way, that's the problem.
That's
you're
negative
the problem.
Speak? Am
yes.
I?
Yes. Okay. You, because you're a man,
yes.
you're like, oh, you're looking for help.
So you couldn't
help
handle
us
it?
For
no.
weaning.
Yeah, so no, but that's what this lady says, that like delegating and learning to delegate, learning to ask for help is actually a really good, healthy trend. Move your body any way you want. Take a walk, have a dance party.
I can see that at work here.
Yes. Ride a bike, yoga class. Just get going. And a lot of times that gets your mental juices going as well and get time to think.
Mm-hmm.
Connect with your squad. I would never say that in my own life.
Your squad or your tribe or your fam.
In person or online, those people that inspire and uplift you, keep them in your life, speaking into your life every day.
Smart.
And then finally, this one you probably identify with, set or enforce a boundary. Like to protect your time,
boy,
your energy,
howdy,
your personal space.
I need to do better at this.
Yeah.
I was doing pretty well, and then by putting my phone on silent.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Exactly. Where Wally was like, I don't like that boundary. I want to be able to contact you at any moment of the
Because sometimes I need to. And then sometimes I just want to say, hey, girl, how's your hair?
I don't want you doing that.
Hey, girl, can I be in your squad? Like, things
no.
like that. See, if you would not set that boundary, then I could be in your squad.
That's I don't want you in my squad.
I want to be in your squad.
Look at me when I say you are not allowed.
I am in your squad. No. Okay, I got it. See, we've learned some stuff today. That's a good thing. So maybe one of these things you could implement in your life, and it might help you be even more successful.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with a little Are You Kidding Me? Where we just talk to kids about stuff going on. Recently, there was a day that we celebrated. It was like Elementary Teacher Day. And the question is very simple. I really want to know from kids, what makes your teacher great?
Because most teachers, if they're just ho-humming their job, kids get bored and they just don't want to be there. And it does take some imagination from teachers for them to get the kids to learn. It's a hard job.
Yeah, and so maybe, too, if you're a kid and you're calling, you could help maybe a new teacher who's trying to figure out what they want to do in their class and figure out, oh, kids like this about their teachers. Maybe I'll implement that.
And we actually had this conversation on our Facebook page. You can see the whole thing when you go to facebook.com/Wally Show. We asked kids what it was that they appreciate about their teacher. And I love what Amanda had to say, because she said, I read read every single one of these comments. Thank you for this post. I'm a teacher, and I've been struggling lately. This has been a challenging school year, but this post was a sweet pick-me-up. So when you call and you tell us why you like your teacher, what it is that's special about them, who knows, you could be inspiring or helping other teachers like Amanda.
All right, so this is it. Kids only. This is, I love this, man. I love hearing your mind and your perspective. If you need to ask your parent before you use the phone, totally do that. Here's the number, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. We try to do this every week, so maybe tell your parents to put it on their favorite so you can get right through. 855-33-WAY-FM. You're a kid. That's step number one. And two, all you got to do is tell us what you think makes your teacher great. What is it that makes your teacher great?
I love how patient she is with all of my class, and she just has a lot of love for us, and she helps us with everything.
Does your teacher have to be more patient with the boys in the class or the girls in the class?
I mean, the boys.
Yeah, they're a handful, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, I am glad, Sophia, that you have a great teacher, and it sounds like you're a pretty great student, too.
Thank you.
All right. Well, girl, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. God bless you.
Oh, well, if I was a teacher, you just got an A.
You're awesome. Thank you.
All right, Emma, you are up. What is it that makes your teacher great?
She does so much fun stuff with us. For example, she is, you know, the Olympics?
Yeah, I'm familiar with them.
Well, she did like that, but instead for her math lesson, and then we had like games that she did along with math, and then whoever won the game of the end, then we would get a medal.
Oh, that's kind of cool. What medal did you get? Did you get gold, silver, or bronze?
I got gold.
Nice. Nice. In math, I'd be lucky to get a showed up for medal. Like that would be
a participation award.
Oh, even that I wouldn't probably get because I just sit there with a dumb look on my face. Well, Emma, what is your teacher's name? We want to shout her out.
Miss Brown.
And what school do you go to?
Math, science, technology.
Whoa. Your elementary school sounds better than my college. So, Donna, how are you today?
I'm good, and you?
Good. How old are you?
I'm 11.
11. Does that put you in fifth grade?
Sixth
grade. Forgive me. It's been eons since I was in elementary school. So I don't mean to offend you. Sixth grade, that was a great year. I still remember my sixth grade teachers, and so I hope you're having a great year as well. But in honor of Elementary Teacher Appreciation Day, we're just asking you, what makes your teacher great?
Is that she is so kind, and she's a really good drawer, so she'll sketch a cute little picture, and then she'll put a really kind words on it, and then she'll give it to the students.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Oh, what's a word that she's given you?
One of them were, have a good day, and the other one is, you look so nice.
Oh, that's sweet. I would have never gotten those as a kid in school.
Yours would be, well, you faced forward this time.
Yeah, you showed up. We're pretty happy about that. And now sit down and be quiet. Well, I'm glad you got a great teacher. What's her name, Donna?
Miss Catan.
Miss Catan, and what school?
We go to Naples Baptist Christian School.
Cool. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your day at school.
You too. Bye.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and people email me all the time, and I got this one, and it kind of caught my eye. It was Isaiah's story is the subject line, and Andy says, you know, hey, I just want to tell you the story of a 14-year-old boy in need of prayer. His name is Isaiah, and he's had a complicated medical journey, to say the least, and that he, you know, in 2019 was diagnosed with this gene mutation that triggers these serious epilepsies, and the diagnosis is extremely rare, and I've been told that really he's the only one alive with it. Like, wow, that is crazy when you think about that. And, you know, his family, he's been in the hospital for 59 days. His family is kind of struggling through this, obviously, and trying to get him to where he's better, and he's kind of gotten a little bit more stable now. But which is a miracle, because she's like, it's a miracle he's even alive at this point. And so, you know, God's hand has somehow been in this. And she's like, can you just pray, you know, for Isaiah and his family? And so I said, yeah, I for sure will do that. And she's like, well, you know, I'd love for you to tell people so that more people can pray, because this is a big deal for this family and they're hurting. I love her heart for this, kid and his family, you know. And she and I love this. So the two, she goes, I know normally requests go on the prayer wall, but she's like, I need a little extra, you know. And that's the thing I love about this is when we talk about people and their stories, I know people start praying because I get emails going, hey, just please let Addie or Andy know that we prayed for Isaiah today, you know, and stuff. And so that's a really cool thing about it. And when that started happening, then we formalized the prayer wall because we're like, yeah, people want to help people out. People want to pray for each other. And it's really cool that they do. And that's why we have the prayer wall at wayfm.com.
Yeah, when you go to wayfm.com/Wally, you'll see on the left-hand side, there's an option for prayer. When you click on that, it's just a form asking you for just basic information like your name and what is the request that you have, and it'll be posted on the prayer wall. And like Wally was saying, there are people there that will start praying for you, and when they do, they check this little box that says, hey, I prayed for this. And when that happens, you can choose to either get a notification on your phone or through your email just saying, hey, somebody prayed for you. And I know, Wally, you've heard stories of many people saying that notification came at the right time.
Yeah, and I think that's the God part of this that you know, binds us all together and just shows us that, yeah, we're not in this alone, and that God doesn't forsake us, that he sees us and stuff. So it's a great way to pray with people. It's a great way to be prayed for, and it's our prayer wall at wayfm.com. You've probably seen a ton of commercials about refinancing your home because interest rates are so low right now. Hey, it's Wally, and you may have thought about this and thought, I don't even fully know what all the words they're saying mean. So my buddy Ryan from United Faith Mortgage is here to simply break down how refinancing your home works.
With the values of homes going up, you know, if you have a mortgage balance of, let's say, $200,000, and your value has increased to, say, $400,000, you have $200,000 worth of equity available to you. Now, you can only go up to 80% financing what the value of the home is, but you're able to take that money out of the home for whatever you may choose, whether it's paying off credit cards, doing home improvements, whatever it may be.
Is there paperwork? Yes, but I'll be honest, not as much as I thought, and United Faith Mortgage makes the process easy. And trust me, when you receive your check, it's all worth it. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
So who'd have thought we'd still be dealing with the pandemic?
Taking all the challenges is a lot like riding a horse, and if you're comfortable while you're doing it, probably doing it wrong.
It's the Wally Show.
So Gavin has to be out for 5 days because he got COVID. He got the good one. I think he got Omicron. He's like, I got sniffles. You know?
I got the sniffles.
I know. It's like, you don't tell people at work that have to keep coming in that would love 5 days off as well.
Right?
Like, you didn't even have the decency to infect us, you know? So, but he's doing well. So I'm happy for his health.
So it sure doesn't sound like it.
No,
but
I know. And I know COVID is a very serious thing, but I like try to find the humor in certain things as well. But like, the thing is though, him having COVID caused this chain reaction of questions and what are we supposed to do? What's our policies? And then I'm like, well, I probably need to go get tested because that affects Betty and other people here and stuff. And so I'm like, all right, I wasn't symptomatic, but I still thought I should do that. And I couldn't find a place to get tested. It's crazy. Around us, there's no availability.
I think so many people are wanting to get tested, and so they just don't have any time slots available. Yeah.
So luckily, my buddy had an extra test, and I promised I'd return the nasal swab in the nearly new condition.
Ew.
And so, no, I have to, but I have to, I now I owe him a test when I get them. I got to pay him back in tests. It's becoming a currency. Like, they're so hard to find. They're like currency all of a sudden. And so the idea of a home test, I think, is a really great thing, especially if, you know, the government's saying, hey, we got to all test. We got to be safe. We got to look out for other people. That's all fine and good. But if I can't get tested, then how can I take care of people?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So they're making the steps to help make that available. And if you have kids at homes and you got, you know, school issues, and you're trying to make sure that, you know, they're doing the right thing and that they're safe as well and stuff. So having the ability to get your kids tested at home, or if you're at work or you're traveling, that's another big thing too. And so it's so convenient. Well, now, if you were wondering, you've heard the government's going to allow free tests. You can get them at home. All you have to do is go to COVID tests with an S, TESTS.gov. Okay, you can get 4 tests per household, and I think it's per month. And so, like, my wife got ours and then did it for our daughter, Haley, so she would have some. But it's so nice to have a couple on hand for when that random person shows up, like Gavin. Hey, guys, guess what? I'm not going to be here 5 days. But you are, and here's a test to make sure you're going to have to go to work. It will take you to the postal website, the U.S. Postal Service, so you're like, wait, did I just get redirected? Yes, you did. You enter your name, your shipping address, no billing information is required. So if anybody does that to you, you know yeah. you're on the wrong side. Yeah. So you get those four tests. You get them in about 7 to 12 days. So get them now before you need them.
That's true. Yeah, and save them up. I guess be very scarce with them. Yeah. Don't use them just any time. You got the sniffles like Gavin.
I know. So I got to pay my buddy back when I get mine. Now, private health insurers are now required to cover up to 8 COVID tests per month per person enrolled in that plan.
Whoa.
Yeah, but that's if you can get tested. It's like, so they'll cover your tests out. They have to. But if you can't get tested, then that's the reason for the home test. So, again, if you want to get some of these in your house, covidtests.gov is how you do it. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. With all the DC and Marvel comics and movies out, I feel a little bit left out because it's not my world, per se.
Nor mine.
Yeah, but every once in a while, something pops up that you're like, you don't even have to be a comic book fan to go, oh, wow, that's a big deal. So a Spider-Man comic, one page out of a comic book, sold for $3.36 million.
No.
One page.
Here's the thing. There are people starving all around this world, and you don't give for that,
yeah.
but you're going to give for one page that's been ripped out of a comic book?
$3.36 million. Well, it was the first appearance of Spider-Man's black suit, the symbiote suit, that eventually leads to the emergence of the character Venom. And all that whole sentence I just said, I don't know any of it. I don't know what I just said because that's not my world. But I do like to collect different things. Like if you were to come into my, like Betty Rock's in my office, I have a shelf that just has all these things I've collected over the years. And,
bunch of junk.
Yeah, yeah. But it's my junk. And it's stuff from other artists and things like that they left here and things like that.
Yeah, like we have a Starbucks cup from Joy Williams that has to be growing some algae.
Oh, yeah, don't look in it.
Something in it.
I got one from Toby too.
Ew.
I got pipe cleaner art from Jeremy Camp's kids, you know.
Like,
yeah, I still have that. Like at home I have something really cool. I have a piano. A little baby like toy piano like Schroeder would play, signed by the Sherman Brothers.
Oh.
And they were the guys that wrote all like the Disney classic songs, like Spoonful of Sugar and Supercalifragilistic. Mm-hmm. Such amazing guys. I got to meet them. And so that's something I will always hold on to. It's not, unless someone offered me $3.3 million.
Then you'd be like, you know, it's time to part ways.
At this point, if someone offered me $3,000 for it, I probably would sell it. But it was a really cool thing. And it's for sale. But I am curious. Do you have a piece of memorabilia or something you collected from an artist, like a Christian artist, just a musician, a famous person, whatever? And it doesn't have to be worth a lot of money. It doesn't have to be $3.3 million worth, but just something you really think is cool. I'd love to hear your story because I got a few things like that too. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is your coolest piece of memorabilia? So, Josh, what is a piece of memorabilia that you've collected?
So I have a bunch of items, but one item in particular that I really like is a signed Hall of Fame jersey from Ernie Banks from the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Now, were you a Chicago Cubs fan like your whole life, or you just liked Ernie Banks?
Ever since I was a kid, yeah.
How many times have they won the World Series? It's not a lot, right?
No. Why do you go there?
Sorry, I hate to bring that up. You think I'm being a mean sports guy? I genuinely don't know.
Well, we just won in 2016, but before that, it had been a considerable amount of time.
You can't even say the number. The Cubby's curse.
Yes.
All right, Jana, you're up. What is your favorite piece of memorabilia?
We have a pair of Whit Merrifield gloves that he signed. And he tossed the gloves up to my son.
Whit Mayfield. Now, please forgive my sports ignorance. Who does he play for?
The Royals, Kansas City Royals.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool. So he throws them to your kid and then you guys get them signed?
Yes. After the game, we got a tip as to where they come out to go get in their cars. And they do a little signing there. And so we stood there and waited, and luckily he came out there and he signed both gloves for it.
Oh, that's really cool, man. What a great day. I remember going to the ballpark with my dad, and I'd take my glove because I just wanted to catch a foul ball. Never did.
And it was his first major league game to go to, and so my husband and I, we looked at each other. We're like, we're never going to be able to top this.
Yeah. He's like, hey, let's come back next week. Maybe Whit will give me his car, you know?
Right.
What is a piece of memorabilia you like that might be considerably cheaper than that?
Yeah, this would be probably very considerably cheaper. But I have two of kind of the same thing, but a pick. There are two picks. One's from Bo and one's from Bear of Need to Breathe.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah, because rock stars, like, they're playing and they'll drop a pick or they'll throw them out into the audience. And then, so was yours right. Thrown and you caught it?
Yeah, well, one, I didn't catch both of them, but they landed on the floor right at me.
Like, okay.
But the one that Bo threw, like, I could tell he was throwing it right to me. Like, he looked at me and tossed it to me, but of course I didn't catch it. It just fell on the ground at my feet.
You, like, spazzed out. But you know what? You still earned it. Like, touching the floor of a concert, you worked for that pick.
That's right, I did.
All right, Ashley, you're up. What is the memorabilia that you have that you really like?
So I used to be a Walt Disney World cast member. I've done two consecutive seasons in the Disney College program.
Oh, my daughter actually is in that right now. She literally just started yesterday.
Oh, really? It's an incredible, incredible experience. But I have every single piece of paper, every Eyes and Ears cast member magazine, every single thing that they gave me for any purpose during my time there, I actually still have.
When my wife and I worked for Disney as well, and we would get cast member things, and she kept them and collected them for years, and then just recently started selling off some of the things that no one else could get unless you were a cast member. So yeah, definitely hang on to all that stuff. You might make a little bit of money, you know, somewhere down the road.
Yeah, I mean, my daughter is 9 months old, my youngest, and she was featured in one of their magazines after our most recent trip in September. And I'd really like to get a hold of one of those magazines. So I got to call some of my cast member friends to see if they can get a hold of one for me.
Oh, for sure. But, yeah, you definitely need to have that and keep that forever.
So I think I'm grooming a future cast member here.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and the regular news can be kind of a bummer, and that's why we do good news, giddy up. A couple rapid fire good news stories coming at you, designed to make your day a little bit brighter. Like this one here, there's a 28-year-old woman in China who went on a second date with a guy, and that's not news by any stretch of the imagination, but in the city they were in, they just got locked down again. Mm-hmm. China don't play when it comes to COVID.
Mm-mm.
They will lock down a city over one or two cases.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend that lives in China, and it is next level, like, yeah. Restrictive.
Yeah.
So they lock them down. So these people had to isolate on their second date for a week. Yes, exactly. Can you imagine if the date wasn't going well and now all of a sudden you're stuck with this
That'd
person?
Be terrible.
So they had to isolate for a week, but I guess they enjoyed that time together because they figured out, hey, we like each other, and they got engaged. Like, what are the odds? Yeah. COVID could be your ticket, Rock.
That's right. I just need to get, like, sequestered or
isolated.
Yeah,
quarantined
with
the right person. That'd be good. What do you got?
Oh, okay. Well, a woman had lost her cat 8 months ago, but she found him, and it was thanks to her being able to recognize his own specific meow.
No. Mothers know their child's voices.
Amen. So anyways, she said she called her vet to check on her other cat that had just had surgery, but while she was on the phone with the vet, she heard the meowing in the background of another cat, and she said to the vet, man, that really sounds familiar. That sounds like the cat I lost a while back. Well, it turns out that it was her 2-year-old cat, Barnaby.
That's awesome.
Who'd been brought in a week earlier, and the vet just assumed that he was a stray.
Oh, wow. I love that the other cat, her other cat that's there for surgery, doesn't say anything. Doesn't clue her in. Hey, Barnaby's here too if you want to bring him home. That other cat just got silent. So good thing that she heard Barnaby's little meow, and the family is back together again.
Oh.
All right, that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend. But now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club. And let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give two chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me two chickens and go, here you go, here are two chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good. But in developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
COVID continues to make an impact on so many things. And
really? I hadn't noticed.
And that includes the announcing team for NBC Sports. It's now affecting them. Due to COVID concerns, China has for the Beijing Olympics, the NBC Sports crew were not invited to the event.
No, really?
They're trying to really restrict how many people are there. They don't want you there unless you need to be there.
You would think that coverage it. Like, China's restricting the coverage from NBC? That seems personal. It does, honestly. I know I can be conspiracy-minded, but you would think where people aren't going to be able to be there, you would want them to talk about it a lot.
Well, they've come up with a compromise. So instead, the NBC Sports crew, they will be reporting live, but from a facility in Connecticut.
Oh, at least it's someplace cold. Like they didn't have them in the Bahamas, you know?
Right, right. But before you think this will negatively affect the quality of coverage, NBC typically does well. An executive for the company stated, quote, "We'll still have a large presence, and our coverage will be first rate as usual."
This just reeks of conspiracy to me.
Oh my word.
Okay, hear me out. Follow me.
I'm ready.
Okay, so the last thing, if you're not handling COVID well in China, the last thing you want are people with cameras and media to be there. Because then they can shine a light, and then that becomes the story, not the games. And so if people start to see behind the wall of China,
what would they see?
I don't know. How they mistreat people and things like that, or how they handle COVID is vastly different from how we handle it. Like, again, I have a friend that lives in China, and it is super restricted.
But what? We don't need to be invited over there. Like, anybody could just go over there and document
you got to have visas, travel visas. They'll deny it. So, like, you can't just show up in China and go, "Hey, China, I'm here." Like, they have rules.
I thought you could.
No, you can't. It's for the record.
Hey, China, just thought I'd drop by.
Yeah, not here. So, it'll be interesting to see how this thing shakes out. I am glad we're sending athletes, at least, because, you feel bad for them working their whole lives to then not get to go and compete.
Yeah.
But also, like, on the broadcasting side, like, sometimes this is your dream broadcasting job. So, to not get over there and go do it, like, Bob Costas has done it for years. So, like, to not be able to go over there and live out that part of your career fulfillment, that'd be a bummer.
But look on the bright side, you get to visit Connecticut.
Oh,
yay!
Yeah. Honestly, I'd probably take Connecticut over China any day. So, Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And the beauty regimens of women, I think, are a closely guarded secret. I get to see some of them. I get to see the tip of the iceberg with Betty on some days when she'll come in not done up yet. Looking fabulous, but looking...
Okay. Tread lightly.
Yeah, not having done her makeup yet. And so, which she can do or not do, we don't care. She's an independent, smart, talented woman.
Okay, good. You did
so, I was shocked to hear that there was a teacher in Kentucky who puts on her full face of makeup before she goes to bed sleeps in it, wakes up, and then goes to work. I get this because, like, not the makeup part, but, like, I sleep in the shirt that I'm going to wear to work the next day because I get up early and I want every possible second of sleep. Okay?
That's ridiculous because putting on a shirt takes you, what, a minute?
Doesn't matter. That's a minute. I'm still in bed and still warm. So, like, I have my regimen, okay? So she, but people were, like, giving her hate, too. They're like, this is bad for your skin and stuff.
Well, I mean, I've been raised to believe that if you sleep with makeup on, yes, it is bad for your skin. But I know that if I tried to put on my makeup before I went to bed, that's just a useless cause because it would just be all smeared over the pillowcase afterwards.
Yeah, you'd drool it off.
I would. I really would.
So I like that. But she says she's been doing it for years and it isn't a thing for her. Mm-hmm. And her face doesn't even break out, which I was a little shocked at.
That she is blessed by. But I know that there are a lot of women that don't want to be seen by anyone once they've started their bedtime routine.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I get that. So I am curious, though, like, is there a beauty secret that you have? Like, this lady is putting on her makeup, a full face of makeup, before she goes to bed. But for guys, like, just to give us a peek behind the curtain a little bit, just a glimpse into your world.
You don't want
to
know.
I do. I really do.
It's a scary place.
I'm fascinated by this, you know? And so I'm curious, what do you have that is a beauty regimen or a routine that maybe not even other women do? Because I think this lady doing her makeup before she goes to bed is a game changer. Like, there's some woman listening to this right now that goes, it's a great idea. No, I'm going to do it. You should try it.
I don't know how it's possible.
I don't either.
I wouldn't try it at all. There's no way I would try that.
Maybe she doesn't wear as much makeup as you.
Oh.
Tread lightly. I forgot to tread lightly.
Sir? Sir.
855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm just curious if you have something you're willing to share right now. What is a beauty regimen or secret that you have that maybe other women and certainly guys don't know?
Well, my beauty regimen has been for the past 35 years is whenever I take my makeup off or whenever I wash my face, the first thing I do after I'm done is put some kind of cream on my face. I have to have that moisture on my face.
It seems like a whole lot of work from a guy's standpoint. You just took everything off only to put something else back on. Do you see how we would look at that and go, that makes no sense?
Yeah, I know. My husband won't put anything on his face.
I get that. I can't stand lotions at all. Like, Betty Rock will be in here, like, lotioning up her elbows and, like...
Yeah, I can't stand the feeling of, like, my skin being dry. Once you get used to it, you have to keep doing it because I need the chapstick, I need the hand lotion, I need the eye cream, I need the face cream.
What
I need it all.
Part of you was real?
Absolutely.
I feel lied to.
Everything.
What is your beauty secret?
Well, in the morning, I started taking collagen peptide in the form of a powder. I put it in my coffee and just stir it in. They have tasteless. They also have mocha flavored. So it's supposed to improve your skin and hair. I haven't seen much improvement in skin, but my hair, I've seen a lot of improvement.
Oh, now you have my attention. My skin's pretty good for an old guy, but my hair could use a little bit of...
There could be a bit more, I think is what you're saying.
Does it grow hair, Vanessa? That's really what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I mean, before it used to come out a lot, like in the shower when I would wash it, a lot would come out, but now not as much is coming out.
Really?
Does it have a specific taste to it when you drink it?
The one I bought is tasteless, and you can put it in any beverage, not just coffee.
I'm going to see Wally over there in a few days rubbing it all over his head.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even going to waste time drinking it. I'm just going to pour it on me.
And it actually does have some calorie content to it. That's not a big deal to me, but just FYI.
Great. I get a full head of hair, but I turn into like 300 pounds. Like, that stinks.
People, please.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. There are things people do in life that just baffle me, and it just leads me to go, people, please. And DoorDash is one of those for certain things.
Why?
Like, because it's just the height of lazy. When you hear, not in general, but when you hear this one, you might agree with me, okay? So this person spent $13 on DoorDash to order a bottle of Fanta orange soda.
Oh.
Yeah, see, now you see it, right?
So you could get like a whole case for that much money.
Yes.
But the charges are the delivery charge, then the tax charge, then the
blah,
blah, blah.
So here's
charge.
The breakdown. $2.49 for the bottle of Fanta, which is a little high anyway. So they delivered it. Ends up costing $13.05. That's $2.49 for the Fanta, $6.99 for a delivery charge, $3 for a service charge. Like, what's the difference in those two things?
That is a good question. I don't know, because in the past I have.
You DoorDash.
I have before, right. Yeah. And I only do it if I just am completely lazy and or if I can get like two or three meals out of what right. I'm ordering, so then I can justify it. But I mean, $13.
Or you can't get out or whatever.
Yeah, if you're
like,
sick
I get it.
Or something, yeah. It makes complete sense. But $13 like, for one drink?
Get off the couch at that point and run down to the Quick Trip and get the thing yourself.
But then again, you might be helping someone who's maybe finding themselves between a rock and a hard place, can't find employment, and DoorDash is their only way of getting a
but
paycheck.
But you're going to go broke spending $13 on a Fanta.
But it's for a good cause.
No, it's not. So you know, you used to DoorDash at one time, too, didn't you? Like Postmates
yes.
or whatever?
Oh, yes. I yeah, did yeah. it so, at one point, yeah.
Yeah, like, so of that, like, okay, so there's $10 in a charge there for that mm-hmm. drink. What would you get out of that? Usually.
Maybe $2?
See, they're jacking up the price at every turn.
So I did do food delivery once, and someone ordered two subs from a sub sandwich place over here. And if you went in person, it probably cost you $12.
Yep.
It cost $30 for them to get it. And then, but on top of that, they gave me a $10 tip.
Wow.
So they spent $40 on two sandwiches.
Oh, my goodness. See, that's just insanity.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
I'm going to get in the car and go do it at that point. You know, this is not to say if you can't get out. I understand that. But just by and large, like, we've gotten so used to people just serving us like we're super wealthy.
Oh my,
it's crazy.
I don't know why you view it that way.
I do.
It's not that.
I do. It's my generation. That's all I view it.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.